One of the materials donated to the Mishkan was linen made from goat hairs. The pasuk says, "V'chalanoshim asher nasan liban b'chachma," and all the women whose hearts uplifted them with wisdom, tovi yaseizim, spun the goat hairs. So what kind of wisdom did these women possess? So Rashi, quoting a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, explains that their superior skill was Shema'al gaba izim tovenoisam. They spun the hairs while it was still on the backs of the goats. And this was obviously a very difficult task. Did you ever try braiding your 2-year-old daughter's hair? Now try spinning hair on a live, restless goat for several hours. It probably takes 5 huge men to pin down a goat. So why would these women go through such trouble? So the Sefarno explains that spinning the goat hair while attached produced a shinier, higher quality fabric. But the question is, who would even notice? The finished cloth was later covered. No one even saw the finished product. So if no one would ever know, why make the extra effort? And the Talmud Rebbe says something incredible. He says, these women that spun the hair on the back of the goats were very poor. They didn't have the means to bring something valuable to the Beis HaMikdash. So they see their friends bringing gold and silver and expensive stones and fine wools and linens. And they also want to contribute something valuable. But all they had was goat hair. So they said, we will make it special. We will go through the difficult task of spinning it while it's still attached to the goat. But who will ever know? You know who will know? The Rabbi Nishlan. We will do it for him. We're going to make it special. How are we going to make it special? We're going to weave it in a way that it takes an amazing amount of effort. We're going to spin it on the backs of the goats. The Torah calls these women Nasa Liban. Their hearts inspired them. They said, we don't have the money. We don't have the dyes. All we have is goat hairs. So we'll make it special for Hashem. We'll put all our heart and soul into this project. What an incredible idea from the Talmud Rebbe. This brings to mind an amazing story. Harachim is an international organization founded by Rabbi Yossi Wallace, dedicated to instilling Jewish values and beliefs into those who are distant from Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Yishai Wallace, is tasked with traveling around the world to fundraise for the organization. So one day, Rabbi Yishai Wallace was giving a speech, and he related the heart-wrenching story about Holocaust hero Oskar Schindler and his incredible sacrifice and his incredible love for the Jewish people. After the speech, a woman approached him. She was deeply moved by what she had heard from Rabbi Yishai Wallace. And she said, Rabbi, I wish I can give you a lot of money, but unfortunately I don't have the means. But I will give you whatever I have. And she reaches into her bag and she hands Rabbi Wallace $20. Rabbi Wallace knew that her small donation would not get him too far. But nevertheless, it was something significant from her heart. Rabbi Wallace told her, thank you, I really appreciate it, and she walked away. A few minutes later, she returns and she says, Rabbi Wallace, one more thing. She stretches out her hand and she shows him her watch. It was a cheap plastic watch. Brand new, was probably worth $5. Now that it was used, it was worth maybe $3. And she takes it off her hand and she says, Rabbi Wallace, I want to give you this watch as well. And she hands him her watch. What was Rabbi Wallace going to do with a cheap plastic watch? But recognizing her sincerity, he knew it would mean a lot for him to accept it. So he took the watch and he thanked her and he put it into his pocket. 3 months later, he was giving a seminar and he made his pitch for donations. He recounted the story of Oskar Schindler and his efforts to save thousands of Jews and his regret that he could not save one more. And then he remembered that he had that woman's watch in his pocket. He takes it out of his pocket and he tells the audience, a few months ago, a woman approached me and she said, I don't have the means, but I want to give you whatever I can to help save another Jewish soul. And she handed me this watch. And the crowd was so inspired by the story, within 5 minutes, that $3 watch was transformed into $12,000. What a story. We can't give more than we have. But if we give it hearts, there's no telling where it can lead and what we can accomplish. And now, when you forward the story to others, that $3 watch will inspire more kindness in Kal Yisrael and lead to even more chesed. More than that woman could have ever imagined. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.